Welcome back, my sister, entrepreneur, kingdompreneur, faith-led business leader, busy woman, and the woman that's saying, I could use more energy. I could use an energy upgrade. Maybe you find yourself using caffeine to get you going in the morning. Maybe you find at 3 p.m. you're going for caffeine to keep you going, to get the things that you need done, done. And you also know that feeling good means that you can serve better. Because really, let's be honest, when we're tired, we cannot do what we need to do well. You also know that being healthy is important in getting through your days, but also really stepping into the calling and walking through your calling. You need to feel good. Am I right? Girl, I've got you covered, because today we are talking about how you can restore your energy through growing your faith. Yep, you may see how the two are connected, or maybe you're curious and you're like, I know that I need to drink more water. I know I need to get outside. I need sunlight. I need to eat better. I need to eat well, etc., etc. But maybe you never thought how your faith and how your energy actually are connected. Either way, today's a shorty, but a goodie. So grab your headphones as you walk, drive, make dinner, or whatever you're doing as you listen. Let's look at the unconventional way to upgrade your energy the kingdom way. Welcome to Health, Healing, and Holiness. I'm your host, Kristen Owens, daughter of the King, mom of three, and 3 decades in the health industry. I've learned not only the importance of building healthy foundations with simplicity, but also making heavenly principles the ultimate foundation for success. Let me guess, you're a goal-getter, ambitious, driven, and your health has suffered, and your relationship with Christ, well, it almost feels non-existent. Let's not talk about skipping meals, drive-through runs, and caffeine to get you going. No need to worry, sister, I have the solutions for you. It's time to prioritize health and holiness as your success strategy. It's all about healthy, simple foundations that can change everything. I mean everything. Ditch difficult, embrace ease with a dash of Godspiration. Grab your hot bevy, hit play, and let the good vibes and Holy Spirit wisdom flow. Let's dive in. So, as a kingdompreneur, faith is the cornerstone of all that we are. Faith gets you into the kingdom, and it's what allows you and me to live a victorious, triumphant life here on earth. So, what is faith? According to Hebrews 11:1, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So, when we look up at the definition of assurance, it means confidence and certainty in one's abilities. When we look at the word conviction, it means a firmly held belief. So, faith is the confidence and certainty in, you fill in the blanks, the healing of your body, the growth of your business, the firmly held belief of this thing that's not yet seen. So essentially, your faith is having the confidence and certainty in one's abilities, which means Jesus' abilities, God's abilities. So it's the confidence and certainty. You know without a doubt, you are certain that God is going to come through with what you're believing. And we need to minus your time frame and your clock of when you think it should happen, because God's timing is perfect, which is a whole other topic in itself. And so that faith is being completely confident and certain. And the conviction of things not seen. So when you're believing for something, you don't see it yet. you don't see it. You could believe, well, is it actually going to come true? But it's the confidence and certainty of one's abilities and the firmly held belief. So you are firmly holding your belief in that thing that is not seen. And you fill in the blanks. It could be many things with your business. It could be many things when it comes to your health. All right, so that is what faith is. It's not hoping that this is going to happen. It's I know without a shadow of a doubt it's coming to pass, even though it may take time that you're not expecting. I could totally speak on that. And one of these days I will. So faith is a confidence and certainty in the healing of your body, the growth of your business, you fill in the blanks, the firmly held belief of this thing that's not yet seen. So as Christians, faith is who we are. Our salvation comes by faith, not by works, but by faith. Receiving the infilling of Holy Spirit comes by faith. Everything that you receive from God comes by faith. You don't see it, right? And this is why the word says that we call those things that do not exist as though they already do. And that's why our words are powerful. So when we are standing, pray for whatever it is, standing and on that word, and then speaking out those words that are will bring things into fruition, changes everything. So how does building your faith restore your energy as you grow your business or even just as a busy woman in life? As we make a point to seek Him first, grow our faith by choosing to let His word be the final authority in your life, even if the circumstances say different, we'll grow your faith. And the word says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When you place God as CEO in your life and business and do these things, you will start to feel yourself shift from a cellular level and you will feel energy begin to rise. The word says that we do not live by bread, or in other words, food alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So what spiritual food are you consuming? That's what I'm wanting to know. That's what you want to ask yourself. So you may be doing all the things and working on your health, physical health. So you're moving your body, you're eating well, you're hydrating, you're getting your sleep, you're, you know, doing all the things that I actually teach in stewarding your body well, in my Whole Health Trinity Blueprint. But remember, the spiritual comes first. It's our foundation. And then the renewal of our mind. And then the stewarding our body. So what spiritual food are you consuming? That's the question I want you to ask yourself. For those of you that would love to age backwards and feel younger, the word says that our youth is renewed like the eagle's wings. Declare that over yourself. Your words are powerful, and the word tells us that it will produce things. Science confirms it. So we know that the spiritual is our foundation to everything we build when it comes to our health. And so if you want to elevate and upgrade your energy, I am encouraging you today to start getting into your word. Start declaring the word over your body, your life, your business, your health. I promise you, it will change things. I have lived this when I became a Christian 25 years ago. 25 years ago when I was 25, and I'll be 50 the end of this year. So 25 years. I will tell you that the things having my children, my three children, by faith, the words that I declared, God specifically told me this Himself. And everything that I declared out, and of course, it's not just speaking. It's not just speaking out. You need to have faith in what you're speaking. You need to believe it. It's not about what you see. It's not about what the circumstances tell you. It's about you believing what you are speaking, even though it doesn't look that way. So when you are putting the word first, it's amazing how your energy changes. Because everything in this world, in this universe that God created, is vibration and frequency. Your words, science proves, your words, there's a vibration that speaks out. As I'm recording this podcast, I'm looking right now at the vibrations, or the I don't even know what the term would be, but I'm looking on my computer as I'm speaking, the different vibrations that are coming out on my screen. When I speak louder, you see it's a bigger vibration that's showing the recording. And then when I speak lower, it's smaller. Everything is vibration. So if you start speaking God's word, if you start speaking those things over yourself, that I have the energy I need every day, you will start to feel different in your body. Try it. Try me and what I'm saying, which is what God is saying for you to do. And this is what we talk about in my community. So if you're not really sure where to start, I mean, you could start with what we're talking about today. I invite you to grab my free 7-day checklist that I put together that will help you each day focus on not just your physical health, although it is important. It cannot be everything. This is what God taught me. But your spirit and your soul are your foundations. The soul being your will, your mind, and your emotions. This is why we talk so much about mind renewal, renovating your mind. So you'll find that in the comments below, in the description, I should say, below in this episode. So go and grab it. Go and grab it and start, print that checklist out, and every day start adding to what it is that it's sharing with you. If you have other additional questions, please, I love to hang out on Instagram. So come over. You can even DM me at Kristen Verscher Owens on Facebook as well, but on Instagram at Kristen Owens Wellness. You can DM me. I want to hear where you're at. I want to know what's working for you. I want to know what you've implemented from this 7-day checklist that is starting to activate for you. So today was a short and sweet, but goodie. And I promise you, as you put this into place, I'm telling you, things change. I live it. I only teach what I live. So until next week, be blessed and remember that God loves you, and remember that He wants you well. So until next time, have an amazing day. If this podcast inspired, encouraged, or blessed you in any way, the number one way you can help me is share with a friend or fellow entrepreneur. Number two, leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. And number three, take a screenshot of this episode and share on your social channels. And make sure you tag me at Kristen Owens Wellness so I can share on mine. And we can help more people together. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.